Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Terry Stacey, along with Tina McIntosh, and in studio with us this morning is Dawn Brooks. She's the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harcourt Terrace. Welcome, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're going to talk about getting outside.
Time. Let's go.
Let's go. We're going to go outside. We're going to do a little gardening. We're going to talk about how good that is for all of us.
You know what? I hear that a lot, Dawn, that gardening truly is therapeutic, and I kind of deny it, but it is, right?
It absolutely is.
And this is something you do at Harcourt Terrace?
Yeah, Harcourt Terrace has many flower gardens around their facility. A lot of our patients like to go out to the gazebo just to view the flowers, just to be out there. And one of our patients go out there just for the aroma that they pull off. They love to smell them. He loves to go out there every morning. You won't see him miss a beat.
When we built the garden at Joy's house, we did this intentionally. So that everything was non-poisonous, because some of the folks that come to our adult day service have dementia.
Sure.
And we've been known to bite the head off of a rose because it smells good.
Oh,
did you know this, Terry?
No, I don't know that part.
Yeah, we've eaten roses, and we've also candles, by the way. The aroma is great, yep. But if they smell like chocolate chips,
they think they can eat it.
Oh, yeah, pecan pie. All those candles have those smells of kitchens. Oh,
gosh, I have flashbacks right now of calling poison
and
control.
Funny because it's
very true.
Unusual.
And I think it's important for caregivers who are listening and have a loved one living with dementia to think about those things. Truly non-poisonous flowers and, you know, what you're burning in the house and what smells good, because that's what triggers our senses and our actions a lot of times. But, you know, gardening is wonderfully therapeutic, particularly, I know we've got the flower boxes so people don't have to get up and down.
Yep.
But if you're doing gardening on the ground, I mean, those are equivalent to squats, aren't they?
They are.
I have done a lot of squats in the last few months. I don't see any payoff yet, but boy, my soul feels good.
Well, now, not just to mention gardening, are we also planting vegetables? And Dawn, do you do that too with tomatoes and peppers?
They do. A lot of our memory care in Augusta Cottage, they do a lot of gardening back there in our memory care. So really therapeutic for them as well.
But there's something to be said for having a vegetable garden or an herb garden, which is so easy. And bringing that in then to cook, to actually eat and to utilize what you're growing. And I like getting my hands dirty.
Sure.
Do you find that your residents still want to do that, or have they retired?
No, absolutely not, especially with our patients who are on our memory care. They don't remember half the time that they're retired. So if they grew up and they did a garden, that's what they always known, that's what they still like to do.
Yeah.
So it's an activity you can definitely get them into.
What do you have to be, though, aware of, though, when you are dealing with seniors and planting for all of us?
Well, not just for our memory care patients, but for all the patients, we have to really just adapt their environment for the elevated flower pots that we have, making sure they're at their level rather than them having to bend down or utilize their environment around them. Making sure that the tools for sure are, I don't know how you say, ergonomic tools, so that they're lightweight for them. We have to prevent their falls, make sure their pathway's clear, making sure it's well lit to avoid their accidents, making sure it's comfortable for them, have a stable chair or table available for them, making sure the area for sure is safe and secure. If memory loss is an issue, making sure that that garden area is fenced in and secure to avoid wandering, and modify when necessary. So use lower maintenance plants in your garden areas for work throughout the year, not just through the summertime, but keeping it inside even is nice for them to keep them busy throughout the year.
And the therapeutic value is also to, like you said, they like the smells a lot too, but to sit.
Sure.
I mean, truly,
absolutely.
You know, the working, I get the exercise part of it and all that, but there is a huge benefit to being able just to sit.
Absolutely.
And enjoy your surroundings.
Right.
And sometimes we forget that and we think we need to be moving all the time.
No, it's completely as beneficial for them to be able to do it while they're in their chairs and while they're sitting. Even if they're just moving their arms, that's exercise for them.
What about birds? Do you do anything to bring birds in?
We do. We make birdhouses. We paint them, make sure they can put their own creativity in them. So put them right outside their windows. They can watch them all day.
Terry, we had a rat one time in our garden at Joy's house.
Oh, really?
I know. Should I be advertising that?
That's okay.
I mean, we got rid of it.
I mean, there are rodents everywhere.
Right.
I mean, rodents, it doesn't matter where you are. Insects.
Yeah.
Scary bugs.
So that wasn't exactly what we were trying to bring in. And we've made, you know, efforts to make sure that doesn't happen again.
That's good news.
I'll never forget one of our guests, which are what we call our clients, one of our guests who messed with me all the time about everything. God rest his soul. He's gone. But he was like a brother, you know, just egging you on all the time. And as I walked out one day, he said, Tina, come here. There's a rat in the garden. And I said, there's no rat in the garden. You know, like, come on. And I look over and sure enough,
there's
it scurries past the path. And I screamed like one of those cartoon characters. And we were on the phone with, the state immediately to remove the rat. But I would imagine at Harcourt Terrace, rats are not invited to your parties.
They are not. They are absolutely banned.
You know, there's joining us this morning is Dawn Brooks. She's the director of admissions and marketing at Harcourt Terrace. And we're talking about gardening for seniors. And is there, in this day and age, there is something for everyone? Are there specific gardening tools or anything that is out there for that is senior citizen specific? Maybe not.
Well, I'm thinking you work with your occupational therapist. I mean, if you work with, you know, an OT and you tell them that's a part of your life, they can adapt any tools.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can adapt a shovel or,
they?
If it's a spoon to eat, I know you're not eating in the garden necessarily, but they can adapt anything.
Absolutely.
And we overlook that a lot as caregivers because we just don't know it's an option.
Absolutely.
So the same goes for gardening, correct?
Absolutely. Any kind of activity. Our OTs are very, very special in that. They can adapt most things in order for any patient of any level to be able to join into gardening, eating, anything, any activity.
You know, if I may just bring this up, because last weekend, I think it was last weekend or a couple weekends ago anyway, it was an Alzheimer's awareness type of day, and they were giving away forget-me-nots. On the circle, and they were passing those out, and you know, I started growing those, and I thought, how perfect is that? You know, forget-me-nots for those that are in honor of or to help those that are facing or dealing with Alzheimer's, and I just thought I'd bring that up. That is just
perfect.
a nice something to have when we think about those with Alzheimer's. Forget-me-nots are beautiful, purple flowers.
You have the forget-me-nots. Do you garden, Terry?
I planted those.
End of story.
Yeah. I have a lot of things that are growing, but they were all growing because the people that owned the house before us planted a beautiful area of flowers.
There are
and
also
all
things
I have
like
to do is just look at them.
Thistles.
The tulips and the daffodils and everything that come out year after year. But I did plant. I planted a couple of trees myself, and I have planted some of those forget-me-nots because I thought they were just beautiful. And being on this show, Caregiver Crossing, that is a topic that we deal with so often. So I thought I'd just bring to mind, you know, when they pop up and they're beautiful.
I think that's great. How about chickens? Dawn, are you guys going to have chickens at Harcourt Terrace anytime soon?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm interested in anyways.
Terry knows I love my chicken. It's funny how many of you who listen to the show, by the way, who've said things to me along the way, like, how are the chickens? I'm like,
because
chicken talk. That's our chicken talk.
You've got to talk about that stuff because it just brings you more into their home. A lot of people have chickens now. They
yeah, it's a big thing. I just don't think it's a bad idea for American senior communities to have chicken coops at all of their locations.
And I'd like to have some corn on the cob if somebody could get that planted right away.
I think that's harder than the chickens. But yeah, there are so many creative things to do now. We also at home, my husband made a rain barrel. And, you know, I think a lot of times about bringing that into Joy's house or things that you could do at Harcourt Terrace too, that the residents and the guests get to be a part of. So I love that you're incorporating this for people who either it's been a part of their lives forever or they're just being introduced to it as a resident. So well done. Dawn, if people wanted to visit or get in touch with you at Harcourt Terrace, how would they do that?
Well, you can always visit us on our website, www.ascseniorcare.com. Find us on Facebook, Harcourt Terrace Nursing and Rehabilitation.
Dawn, thank you so much for stopping by to see us today.
Thank you.
Dawn Brooks, the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harcourt Terrace on 93 WIBC.